Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Craig from Tenino is. Craig, are you there?
Morning. Craig.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Craig has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What theme park is known as the happiest place on Earth?
Disneyland.
Correct. Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl star in what romantic comedy?
Pass.
Green Day has 3 Grammy nominations for what album?
Basket Case?
No.
Pass.
Which mythical creature is half human and half horse?
Centaur.
Correct. What is the largest living structure on Earth?
Largest, the Great Reef, the...
Yeah?
Okay.
Great Reef. Barrier Reef.
There we go. What is the most widely consumed alcoholic beverage in the world?
Wine?
No.
Vodka?
No.
Beer.
Correct. What Candle in the Wind singer collaborated with Dua Lipa on the song Cold Heart?
Elton John.
Correct. Craig, you got 5 correct. Just a little help from me.
He got there.
Yeah. I was impressed he knew that. Mm-hmm. Or knew almost.
Do you think Steve's going to know it?
No.
No chance.
Do you?
No chance.
He is a lucky guesser, though. But if he guesses this, I'm going to be mad.
Oh, I hope I do then.
Steve,
I love a mad Sarah.
Do you? Are you ready?
Yeah, because you sound like this when you're mad.
Yeah! What theme park is known as the happiest place on Earth?
Disney World.
No.
Disneyland.
There we go.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl star in what romantic comedy?
What was that?
Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl star in what romantic comedy?
Knocked Up.
Yes. Green Day has 3 Grammy nominations for what album?
Dookie?
No.
American Idiot?
No.
Oh.
Come on, Steve.
Was it Warning? Was that... Crap. Pass.
Which
Saviors.
Yes.
Wow.
Which mythical creature is half human and half horse?
Centaur.
Yes. What is the largest living structure on Earth?
The pyramids.
No.
Largest living structure on Earth. The Rocky statue in Philadelphia.
No.
The Space Needle.
No. What is the most widely consumed alcoholic beverage in the world?
I'm going to say beer.
You'd be correct. What Candle in the Wind singer collaborated with Dua Lipa on the song Cold Heart? Yes. What is the official language of the Netherlands?
Deutsch.
Yes. Wow. And with that, Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. Yeah. 7-5.
Steve, way to go.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
It's good sportsmanship. Great sportsmanship from Craig.
See, let that be an example to someone like you, Tara.
I will say, though, you did not... The one you didn't get right was the one we thought you wouldn't get right. So thank you for that.
Was it the largest structure?
Living structure. And Craig got it's the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance I would have got that.
Yeah. I would have never got that if I didn't know the answer in front of me. So
that's impressive. He knew it.
Right? Well, congrats on beating him still.
Yesterday, a listener left us a voice message, Steve Miggs, which you can now do on the Odyssey app. Very easy to do. You just keep it under a minute, right?
Yes.
And we got this.
Have your kids ever said anything profoundly creepy?
So yeah, yes, and oddly enough, one of our kids did just say something very creepy yesterday.
It's almost like this voice message put it out into the universe, and it made one of our kids go down a very creepy road.
So what was that creepy thing? You're going to hear what was said after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've been getting some pretty cool voice messages, Steve Miggs, through our Odyssey app. And yesterday, a listener left us a voice message and asked us this.
Have your kids ever said anything profoundly creepy?
I got some great messages from people and that shared their stories. You had some situations that have happened with Barrett. I didn't really have a ton with Tatum. Like, I joked about the fact that she wants her ears pierced, and that was the creepiest thing I had to hear of it. I was just joking about that. I get home from work yesterday, and I'm like, you are a day late, Tatum. Why didn't you do this yesterday? This is very creepy. So I come home, and she's just playing, and I'm like, well, what are you doing? She's like playing with her Paw Patrol toys like she always does. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, Rubble's eating Zuma. And I'm like, well, those are both dog characters on the show. So I had to ask a couple follow-up questions.
What are you doing?
Baking Zuma.
Who's baking him?
Rubble.
Rubble, you're cooking another puppy?
Yeah.
So at this moment, she's got like this orb thing that has become like the microwave oven, apparently.
Okay.
And she had Rubble shove Zuma into this thing and is cooking Zuma.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, at some point, this dog needs to eat the other dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survival.
Are you going to eat him?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Stupid dad. Why are you asking these? She's probably like, why does dad come home and ask these stupid questions? It's very obvious that Rubble is eating Zuma.
Because that's why I'm cooking him.
What are you going to cook him with?
Sugar on him.
Sugar?
And cereal.
To be honest, at first I was like, did she say something that we're going to have another conversation?
Can we bleep that?
I was like, she doesn't know that word. Wait, did Paw Patrol teach her that word? And I'm like, oh no, she's trying to say sugar on him.
Sugar on him.
Sugar?
And cereal. And puppy treats.
That was the sound of the... It was done, so it was time to eat Zuma.
I mean, in your opinion, though, would Zuma be the tastiest of the Paw Patrol pups?
No, I feel like Marsha might be the most delicious.
He's got more meat on his bones than Zuma.
It's like one of those things like, this is very weird, but I don't want to... I don't want to stifle your creativity, Tatum.
Oh, boy.
Next thing you know, my child becomes a serial killer.
Oh, no. Does she have a favorite Paw Patrol, or is it Marshall 100%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Skye, but I don't know why. All of a sudden, she just changed. Now she's like all about Marshall.
Barrett's a Rubble guy, but now I have to break the news to him that Rubble ate Zuma. He's going to be devastated that his main guy is like a cannibalistic critter.
Is that like a dogivore?
Something like that.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, the Paw Patrol phase, I mean, it's been going on for a long time in our household, but we have not gotten that creative yet.
Well, it's something I'll look forward to. So it's like, okay. Some of you were just saying, hey, someone said, you get your daughter and her ears pierced. I pierced my own daughter's ears.
Oh, no.
I was like, there's not a chance in hell that I would do something like that.
Did you ever let anybody pierce you when you were younger?
Well, when I was younger, no.
Because we definitely had friends that like pierced each other, but I can't imagine piercing my child.
Yeah.
Danny, Dad, did you have to pierce Lily? Not
no.
You physically, but like, you know, she has pierced ears, right?
She does. No, I was, obviously living in different state. I was on FaceTime when we did when she got her ears pierced, but she went to Claire's.
Okay.
And got it done with the gun. And she was actually, you know, honestly, she only cried for a half a second. And she was like, and then immediately after, she's like, but now it's funny because like she's 10, gonna be 11, and she hardly wears earrings. So I'm like, why did you get your ears pierced then? And she's like, oh, because, but now she has softball. She's not allowed to wear them during softball because they can get caught. So she's like, I just don't wear them.
But I heard that she might want to have a daddy-daughter bonding experience.
Yeah. She wants me to get my ears pierced.
And you don't have pierced ears.
I do not. Never had pierced ears.
You have a pierced nose.
And a lip.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all we know. It's just repulsed.
Oh, no.
You're welcome. No, yeah, those are the only two things I have pierced. But yeah, I've always considered getting my ears pierced. I just never did when I was younger. And so last time I was in New Mexico, she was like, Dad, let's go get your ears pierced. And
so you're
like,
going to do it?
Yeah.
Are you going to get one of those like blinged out diamond earrings?
Heck yeah.
Let's go.
I'm going to get two of them.
You get both ears pierced?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're going to go big, go big. And Lily's like all excited to film it.
That's for my TikTok. Girl.
Because that's what, yeah, that's what she does these days. Yeah.
She's a social media influencer without a social media account.
Exactly.
Nice.
Pete Carroll is the new coach of the Raiders. And many are already wondering if he's going to try to get Russell Wilson to join him in Las Vegas.
Mr. Unlimited.
Somebody asked Pete point blank about this. So what did Pete have to say? You're going to hear from him at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Pete Carroll, the new coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, was recently interviewed on the What the Football podcast with Susie Schuster.
You scared me for a second.
Danny, too.
Yes.
And he was asked about these rumors that are already circulating about, could Pete and Russell Wilson actually reunite?
And might there be any chance of a Russell Wilson reunion?
Susie, it's so early. I mean, we're just in the midst of just trying to find the puzzle pieces, not even putting them together yet. So I really can't even say. I mean, guys are still, free agency hasn't come yet. That's the first competitive opportunity that will occur. And then the draft is coming. You know, we'll have that opportunity to do things. I can't tell you right now.
The funny part, some people were commenting when he was saying it, he was moving his head like as if he was saying no. And I mean, I think some people are like, you know, they're reaching. But I thought it was funny. Like, yeah, Pete says not sure. His facial expression say absolutely not. But he's an always compete kind of guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if he brought him in and said, hey, man, this is just like your rookie year. Like you're not guaranteed this gig, but if you bust your ass, you could be our starter.
Could be the perfect fresh start for both of them.
Or maybe Russ just wants to stay in Pittsburgh, but then the question is, does Pittsburgh want to keep Russ?
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch.
I think you're right, Danny.
Showing up to the press conference recently, that was like everybody was just so excited about that. He's such a hype man.
Also, the highlight was during the press conference, I was like, who's this random person yelling this?
Microphone.
And it turns out it was Marshawn Lynch.
So then Pete was also talking about that.
We've talked on the phone a number of times late at night when he calls me, you know, and I see that Oakland number coming in. I know exactly.
I'm picturing like Marshawn, like, you up? Peace mode's here. Pete, you up?
Grabbing my ding ding.
No, I was trying to get
that. Exactly what's happening. Here we go. To be here, think about that. He said, I'm going to be there. I said, no, you aren't. You're not going to make it. You won't do that. He's been a tremendous relationship in my life. He's an unforgettable individual and presence.
That's cool. That's cool to hear. Like, I mean, you always hear great things about Marshawn. Obviously, he wasn't very media friendly. I didn't care about that. But it sounds like just Pete in general, I think it's a testament to how much people love Pete. Like when he got let go from the Seahawks, like a huge chunk of the team from back in the Super Bowl years, from Russ to Marshawn to all these guys, all flew back to kind of be there for him that day.
He's that great.
What got me thinking, though, because the way he like described Marshawn, which I thought, man, wouldn't you like to have somebody describe you that way? Like a tremendous person, tremendous relationship, unforgettable individual. Do you have anybody like that in your life?
Nobody in this room.
I was about to say besides us. Savage.
Honestly, my mom. My mom, she and I have...
I was going to say your mom for mine as well. That woman brought me to tears at your birthday party because she's so awesome.
Before I like even Google things, sometimes I'll call my mom for, you know, thoughts, advice, things like that. So I would say it was my mom. She's my hype woman.
What about you, Danny?
Also Taryn's mom.
Look at this.
3 out of 3.
Look at that.
No, I mean, I think for me, it would probably be my cousin Gerard. He's just always been like somebody that like I can always look to and always is just like so supportive of everything I've done in my life. So it's just one of those like he's always been my brother that I've never had. You
I
know?
Love that.
Plus, he makes you think of Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. Well, right?
Steve, don't state the obvious, okay?
Sarah?
I gotta go with my old dance teacher. She was a crazy old bitch, but
you're aspiring to be just like her.
I mean, pretty much.
Wait, you've got all three nailed down.
Oh,
I will take crazy and bitch, but you take away old, sir. Sorry. But I was one of her favorites, and she, you know, taught me so many life lessons, and she's still kicking it. But she's, I think, in her 90s now.
Is this like teen years? Toddler, like...
Yeah, toddler to teen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, the one that I grew up with.
Oh,
and she was old then, so yeah, she's close to being dead soon. But she really impacted my life.
I got one, and it's dumb. So, but follow along with this one. It's my buddy that I went to college with. His nickname was Doper. His real name is Brandon. And he was the first person to really kind of expose me to the world of marijuana and psychedelics.
Doper, go figure.
Now, granted, the first time I ever smoked was with Cypress Hill because I was like, how do you pass up that opportunity? But so Brandon, what he taught me, though, in a weird way was like how important consent is in anything. And also to make sure you take care of the people in those kind of situations. Or just always look out for somebody. So like he was a guy that was in my college, my fraternity. And he's like, hey, have you ever smoked weed? I'm like, no. Have you ever done this? No. He's like, well, when you're ready to do it, You find me and you ask me, how are the Mets doing? And that'll be our code word. And then we'll go down that road. And he's like, because he's like, I want to make sure if you do it, you don't go into a bad situation. I always thought that was like, looking back on it, as dumb as it is, even in my dumb partying days, if I had somebody in my like circle of friends that wanted to try something that they never tried before, I was always the person's like, are you sure? You don't have to feel pressured. Like I would tell other people, like, hey, shut up, don't do that. And I know it sounds silly, but it's like, I thought that was such a cool thing of him, and it always stuck with me.
Everybody needs a doper.
Everybody needs a doper. Although the funny part was, the last time I saw him was when we went to Colorado for a radio convention, and he texted me. He's like, hey, I'm going to meet up with him and his wife. He goes, don't call me doper. She doesn't know about my college years.
And then did you say, but how are the Mets doing? 206-803-ROCK. What about you, Rockaholics? Besides your partner, we all have that person in our lives that has had just a tremendous impact on us. So who is that person for you? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Tom Petty.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We all have that person in our lives that has just had a tremendous impact on us. So who is that person for you? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us about them. Mary from Kent, who has had a tremendous impact on your life?
It would be my mom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Taryn's mom, just like the rest of us.
Tell us about your mom, Mary.
My mom was the greatest person that I have ever met in my entire life. I just lost her on December 27th.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm going to try to get through this without crying.
That's all right.
But she was awesome. She was there for me. Good times, bad times. She was the best.
What was your mom's name, Mary?
Her name was Jerry.
Jerry.
Aww.
And she was 85.
85. Was she a tough mom growing up, or like just kind of like you know? Because I think about my mom. My mom was tough only when she needed to be, but when she was tough, it was like, oh boy, we need to shut it down, my brother and I, because she was so like loving and caring outside of that.
No, my mom was not tough at all. That was my dad.
Yep, yep.
Well, much love, Mary.
My mom was always there for us, so yeah, she stood up for us no matter what.
That's awesome.
Love it. Thanks.
Well, we
Mary.
Love you, Mary.
206.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Yeah. As someone who just recently lost a parent as well, it's not that there's ever a good time. The holiday season is a real tough time to have that happen.
For sure. 206-803-ROCK. Chandler from Tacoma. Who's that person in your life that has had a tremendous impact on you?
So it would be my best friend, Braden, because I moved to Puyallup when I was 13 and we met and we're still best friends and I'm 46 now.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you guys live close by still to this day?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't see him as much as I used to when I was a kid, but he works for the same company I do, so I try to at least swing by at least once or twice a week and see him and say hi.
That's awesome.
But, yeah.
That is
he
so cool.
He taught me everything I know about music. He was, he had this thing that he knew that bands were cool before they were cool.
So, can you give us an example? What band did he turn you on to?
So he was wearing Marilyn Manson shirts before Marilyn Manson was popular.
Dang.
And yeah, people were giving him crap because, you know, the shirts were kind of weird and funky. And he's like, just wait. These guys are going to blow up. Just wait. Just wait. And then boom, you know, their second album dropped and they got huge. And he was like, I told you.
Dude, I think about my buddy. I had a buddy in elementary school and junior high school as well. His name was Matt Arbeit. And whenever we would walk home, he kept singing this one song. And I'm like, who is this? He's like, come over to my house. I'll play it for you. And he said, what do you have that look?
I'm just so curious.
Not everything is an after-school special. Come over to my house. I'm going to play it for you. It's not like it's Jigsaw.
Let me sit you down here, Steve.
His middle name was Jigsaw. No, but because he kept saying, he's like, take me down to Paradise City. And I'm like, what are you singing? The entire walk home from school. Take me down to Paradise City. I'm like, what is this? And then he takes me to his place, and he pulls out the vinyl, and he puts it on. It was freaking Guns N' Roses. And like then he like turned me out to Slayer and Metallica. And it's like whenever I see him post something on Facebook, my first instinct is to be like, hey, remember when you were just saying take me down Paradise City all the time?
Your musical mentor, Steve.
In a way, yeah. So it's kind of cool hearing his story about his buddy.
206-803-ROCK. Riley's on 405. Who is that person in your life that has had a tremendous impact on you?
My granddad had a huge impact on my life. He was always Mr. Fix-It, handyman. He was an electrician for 30 years before he moved over here from England. And then got into HVAC for another 30 years. And when I was a kid, he managed some apartments, and he'd always take me to the apartments to fix stuff and to, you know, show me how to, you know, just do a whole ton of different things. And I'm currently now working in HVAC because of him, mostly.
That's cool.
He was the sweetest guy, and he knew how to do absolutely everything. And he'd always tell me, one of his phrases that I end up getting a tattoo on me later on was, take it steady. And that was always his catchphrase, that no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're working on, take it steady, you'll get through it. And it's been about 2.5 years now since he passed away from Alzheimer's. So, you know, he just was a huge role model in my life and has kind of shaped me. And now that I can do the handyman stuff, I don't mind getting dirty. I can fix things. And I absolutely, you know, adored him.
Was he a fan of tattoos? Was he okay with the fact that, because my grandfather, when he passed, I got like a whole tribute to him. And I'm like, man, the irony of all this is if he saw that, he would be so mad at me because he hated my tattoos.
Yeah. I don't think he never had a tattoo. That was not him, but I don't think he'd be mad at me for it.
Yeah.
And I only have one right now. It's just the one tribute to him. So
that's a great one to have. Super
cool. And you're living the legacy for him. I love that. Like, his legacy lives on in Riley. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? If you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40, that could be a big difference maker, because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the next game. Steve's record, 29 wins, 20 losses, and 4 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.